election coverage. C-SPAN's radio app means you always have C-SPAN on the go.
Donald Trump was in Detroit earlier today, where he attended a religious service at a predominantly black church. The Republican presidential nominee spoke briefly to the congregation about issues important to the African American community and what he would do if elected president. This is just under 15 minutes.
Thank you. That's so nice. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Well, that's so nice. And Bishop Jackson, I want to thank you and Dr. Jackson. And you have some voice, I have to say.
Incredible.
And some spirit. Some spirit. True. Talent. Thank you. Well, I just wrote this the other day, knowing I'd be here, and I mean it from the heart. And I'd like to just read it, and I think you'll understand it maybe better than I do in certain ways. For centuries, the African American church has been the conscience of our country. So true. It's from the pews and pulpits and Christian teachings of black churches all across this land that the civil rights movement lifted up its soul and lifted up the soul of our nation. It's from these pews that our nation has been inspired toward a better moral character, a deeper concern for mankind, and spirit of charity and unity that binds us all together. And we are bound together, and I see that today. This has been an amazing day for me. The African American faith community has been one of God's greatest gifts to America and to its people. There is perhaps no action our leaders can take that would do more to heal our country and support our people than to provide a greater platform to the black churches and churchgoers. You do right every day by your community and your families. You raise children in the light of God. I will always support your church, always, and defend your right to worship. So important. I am here today to listen to your message, and I hope my presence here will also help your voice to reach new audiences in our country, and many of these audiences desperately need your spirit and your thought. I can tell you that. Christian faith is not the past, but the present and the future. Make it stronger. We'll make it stronger. And we'll open it up to great, great leaders like Pastor Jackson, Bishop Jackson, Dr. Jackson, and so many others, actually sitting here. Daryl Scott, we have, who's phenomenal, who's been with me for so long. Omarosa, who's actually a very nice person, but I don't want to say that, because I'll destroy her image by saying that. But she's actually a very, very fine person and a pastor. And I just want to thank all of the folks. And there is somebody that's been very special to me, Dr. Ben Carson, who's been... stand up, Ben. Come here. Come here. Come here, Ben. This is a great man and a great guy. So as I prepare to campaign all across the nation and in every community, I will have an opportunity to lay out my plans for economic change, which will be so good for Detroit and so good for this community, because we're going to bring jobs back. I will have a chance. Thank you. We'll bring them back. We're taking them back from Mexico and everywhere else, because they're gone. I will have a chance to discuss school choice, which is very important, and how to put every American on the ladder to success. A great education, a great job. But today, I just want to let you know that I am here to listen to you, and I've been doing that. And we had a fantastic interview with Bishop Jackson. It was really an amazing interview. He's better than the people that do that professionally, I will tell you. It's true. 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 It's better. And I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. I didn't know. Was this going to be nice? Was this going to be wild? He is a great gentleman and a very smart guy. I just hope you don't lose him to Hollywood. That's the only problem. And especially Dr. Jackson. She may be gone. Hollywood is calling. Look at all those television cameras back there. Now look at all the television cameras. I'm sorry to do that to you, Bishop, because, you know, one of those things, right? Our nation is too divided. We talk past each other, not to each other, and those who seek office do not do enough to step into the community and learn what is going on. They don't know. They have no clue. I'm here today to learn so that we can together remedy injustice in any form, and so that we can also remedy economics so that the African-American community can benefit economically through jobs and income and so many other different ways. Our political system has failed the people and works only to enrich itself. I want to reform that system so that it works for you, everybody in this room. I believe true reform can only come from outside the system. I really mean that. Being a businessman is much different than being a politician, because I understand what's happening. And we are going outside of the establishment. Becoming the nominee of the party of Abraham Lincoln. A lot of people don't realize that Abraham Lincoln, the great Abraham Lincoln, was a Republican. Has been the greatest honor of my life. It is on his legacy that I hope to build the future of the party, but more important, the future of the country and the community. I believe we need a civil rights agenda for our time, one that ensures the rights to a great education, so important, and the right to live in safety and in peace and to have a really, really great job, a good paying job, and one that you love to go to every morning. And that can happen. Need to bring our companies back. It also means the right to have a government that protects our workers and really fights for our jobs. I want to help you build and rebuild Detroit, and we can do that, especially with people like Bishop Jackson and Dr. Jackson. I mean that. It's been an amazing experience. It's been an amazing experience. Good. Nothing is more sad than when we sideline young black men with unfulfilled potential, tremendous potential. I met some people this morning that were incredible people, and they're looking for jobs. These are incredible people, young people. Our whole country loses out when we're unable to harness the brilliance and the energy of these folks. We're one nation. And when anyone hurts, we all hurt together. And that's so true. So true. We're all brothers and sisters, and we're all created by the same God. We must love each other and support each other, and we are in this all together, all together. I fully understand that the African American community has suffered from discrimination and that there are many wrongs that must still be made right. They will be made right. I want to make America prosperous for everyone. I want to make this city the economic envy of the world. We can do that. We can do that again. Factories everywhere, new roads and bridges, new schools, especially schools, and new hope. I have been so greatly blessed, and in so many ways, with no greater blessing than my family. I've had a great family. Nothing would make me happier and more fulfilled than to use what I have learned in business and in traveling all over the world. I've sort of seen a lot. To bring the wealth and prosperity and opportunity to those who have not had these opportunities before. And that's many, many people in Detroit. When I see wages falling, people out of work, I know the hardships this inflicts, and I am determined to do something about it. I will do something about it. I do get things done, I will tell you. Some people have strengths. That's one of my... I get things done. I'm going to get things done for you. Please know this. For any who are hurting, things are going to turn around. Tomorrow will be better. It'll be much better. The pastor and I were talking about riding up the street, and we see all those closed stores and people sitting down on the sidewalk and no jobs and no activity. We'll get it turned around. We'll get it turned around, Pastor. Believe me. We're going to win again as a country, and we're going to win again for all of our people. I want to work with you to renew the bonds of trust between citizens and the bonds of faith that make our nation strong. America's been lifted out of many of its most difficult hours through the miracle of faith and through people like Bishop Jackson and Dr. Jackson. So important. People have no idea how important they are. Now, in these hard times for our country, let us turn again to our Christian heritage to lift up the soul of our nation. I am so deeply grateful to be here today, and it is my prayer that America of tomorrow, and I mean that the America of tomorrow will be one of unity, togetherness, and peace. And perhaps we can add the word prosperity. Okay, prosperity. I'd like to conclude with a passage from 1 John chapter 4. You know it. See, most groups I speak to don't know that, but we know it. If you want, we can say it together. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. And that's so true. Thank you very much. This has been such an honor. Thank you very much. Bishop, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop.
So he has another title now. Preacher. Honey, would you come a moment? My wife and I want to give you something that's...
Thank you.
That's going to be a blessing to you.
Thank you.
This is a prayer shawl straight from Israel. And with this prayer shawl, whenever you hold this for me, please. Whenever you're flying from coast to coast, I know you just came back from Mexico, and you'll be flying from city to city. There is an anointing. The anointing is the power of God. When the woman who had the issue of blood said, "If I can only touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I was made whole." Nothing else could help her but the power of God. It's going to be some times in your life that you're going to feel forsaken. You're going to feel down. But the anointing is going to lift you up. I prayed over this personally, and I fasted over it. And I want to just put this on my mind.